As humans, we make many choices every single day. What will benefit us, what will make us look better, even to the smallest choices, such as what shirt we're going to put on in the morning. Well, we also have a decision to make about where we're going to live eternity. Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 through 14 reads, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction, and there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way that leads to life, and there are few who find it." These verses give us two different options, and those options bring us to a fork in the road of life. We have to ask ourselves which path we desire to choose. And if we choose correctly, one is going to lead us to eternity with God, and the other is going to lead us astray. As we approach this fork in the road, we discover two options of paths to travel on. One is a wide, often used path, and the other is a thin, overgrown path that not very many people walk down. A lot of people would choose the most used, easy path, right? That just seems to be the best option with the least amount of work. But when it comes to Christianity, we have to choose between these two different roads. The wide, well-trodden path is easy to take and enjoyable in the moment, but in the end, it can lead us to death. Luke chapter 13, verses 22 through 25 is an account that Jesus supplied us with, based on the two different paths of life, and he tells us that many people are going to strive to enter through the narrow gate, but they will not be able to. Because of that, many people resort to taking the wide, pleasurable path because it's more fun, and they don't have to worry about anything or anyone else. This path, while it appears to be enticing to us, ends up leading to death. James chapter 1, verse 17 says that we are to keep ourselves unspotted from the world and not let it influence our lives. This can be extremely difficult, though, because the world and all of its lusts are constantly trying to drag us away from the path that will lead to life. However, Psalm chapter 1, verse 6 tells us that the way of the ungodly will perish, and it is verses such as those that should convince us to stay on the straight and narrow path that leads us to eternal life. It is easy to walk the path that everyone in the world chooses daily, but is the trek worth an eternity of suffering? The narrow path, although it may appear difficult, is the path that leads us towards life and heaven, where we will all be with God together. Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 tells us that if we desire to follow Christ, we must be willing to pay a price. We have to deny ourselves and our own selfish wants in order to follow him. That is what makes this path so difficult to climb. If we look at Luke chapter 14, verses 25 through 33, we see this passage teaches us that we have to give up the things of life that bring us worldly pleasure and happiness so that we can all be true disciples of Christ. That is not an easy thing to do, and it's even more challenging when you catch a glimpse of the wide gate that everyone else is traveling in by. Philippians chapter 3, verse 14 states, "I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Jesus Christ." If we complete our goal, we will be given a prize and a crown of life, and that sounds like something that's worth finishing to me. While it is easy to wander off the path because of outside influences, we have the assurance that we will not be given more than we can handle. And God, our Heavenly Father, will always be there for us. Please turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. We're going to be reading verse 13. It says, "No temptation has overtaken you except which is common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it." This verse is extremely comforting because we can have full confidence that God will deliver us and he'll have our backs at the same time. So this narrow path, even though it's difficult to travel, leads us to an eternal home with our Father throughout all of eternity, as long as we power through and keep God as our focus. So, how do we stay on this hard, overgrown path successfully? We already mentioned that God will not throw at us more than we can handle, but it will still be hard to push through the trials and obstacles that we are sure to face. Turn with me to Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verses 5 through 10 tell us what we should be putting off as Christians traveling down this path. But verses 1 through 4 serve as our motivation. They say, "If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on things of the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory." Verse 2 is what we need to be doing while traveling down the narrow path. Setting our minds on things above will allow us to stay focused on making it to our end goal. Now, if you would turn with me to 2 Corinthians chapter 4, we're going to be taking a brief look at some of these verses here. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Verses 8 and 9 tell us that as Christians, we're going to be hard-pressed, and we are going to encounter difficulties. But let's take a look at verses 16 through 18. They say, "Therefore we do not lose heart. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory, while we do not look at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary, but the things which are not are eternal." These two passages that we've just looked at tell us to keep our perspective on eternity. And if we do that, running into a couple of rocks in the narrow way is not going to make us trip and lose hope. We also need to remember that we have a church family who is striving for the same goal on the same exact path as you are. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 reads, "Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just also as you are doing." We can help each other along this path that we're traveling down. And if we stick by each other's side, we can make it to the end together. So earlier, we discussed a fork in the path of life, where we could either choose to take the broad, easy path, which will lead to destruction, or we could choose to follow the narrow, rocky way, which will lead to eternal life. The choice is yours, but remember that you are never alone throughout your travels down the path. God has you, and your church family is there to encourage you and walk right beside you, hand in hand, to eternity. Thank you, guys.